Mesiata Dishmaya, we're going to be learning about Parashat Chukat within the teachings of Rabbi Natan of Breslev. Obviously, the main focal point of this parasha is the red heifer, is the purification of the paraduma that brings to the nation of Israel by way of sacrificing it. And this interesting idea that the person, meaning the Kohen Gadol, that does the purification for the nation of Israel, he becomes impure by way of the killing of this paraduma. But everybody that receives the water with the ashes from the paraduma poured on top of them, they receive a purification. They get taken out of tumat met, this impurity of death, which is the deepest aspect of impurity that we have in the Torah. So let's go into the words of Rabbi Natan. It says, Parashat paraduma megala lanu she'i'efshar la'asig u'la'avin shum tam be'mitzvot ha'borei yitbarach shemo. This parasha is revealing us that we're not able to understand any of the reasoning behind the mitzvot that we have from Hashem in the Torah. And it's forbidden to even have thoughts about these kinds of things, of why did Hashem make this mitzvah, what is really going on here internally. Zot chukat ha-Torah. This is the chukah. This is the statute, the law of the Torah. Chukah usually is explained. We have three different types of mitzvot. We have mitzvot that are understood, mishpatim, or called mishpatim, things that make sense, don't kill, don't steal, don't kidnap. And then we have what's called eduyot, testimonies, right? Like Shabbat is a testimony that Hashem created the world. It's a mitzvah that makes a testimony about a certain happening or the oneness of Hashem. And then we have what's called chukim. Chukim are statutes or laws that have no logical explanation at all. One of them being the sacrifice of the red heifer. The illogical aspect of it is that the person that does the ceremony becomes impure, the person that receives the outcome of the ceremony becomes pure. It makes no sense at all why that happens by way of sacrificing a red heifer. None of that makes any sense. There's other examples of this that we'll see here soon. But this idea of Zot Chukat Torah, this is the chukah, this is the illogical understanding of the Torah, meaning there is no deeper understanding to why Hashem specifically told us to do this thing. Rashi says there, "Lefi she'asatan ve'umot ha'olam monin et Yisrael ma mitzvah hazot u'ma tam yesh ba." Rashi writes there on this idea of Chukat HaTorah that the Satan, the evil inclination, the thoughts in your head, trying to bring doubt into your head, and the nations of the world will tell you, what's the reason that you have to do this thing? What sense does this make? It makes no sense at all to do something like this. Why are you even trying to do this? Therefore, it's written chukah. This is a chukah. This is a statute that has no logical explanation. The Midrash comes and explains to us, chukah chakakti, gzerah gezarti, elecha reshut le'arer achareah. Hashem, so to say, says, these rules I made, the decrees I made, this is what it is, and you have no permission to even have a thought after it. This is the mitzvah of Paraduma is coming to teach us. Reb Natan says there's 13 principles that the Torah is learned in. One of them is that that sometimes when you have a very strange thing in the Torah, it's not coming to teach you about itself, it's coming to teach you about the whole entire Torah. So Rabbi Natan is taking one of these 13 principles of Rabbi Ishmael and applying it here. That this idea of paraduma, it's not some kind of event that's happening in the Torah in order only to teach you about itself. It's coming to teach you a rule and approach the whole entire Torah as a whole. And what is it? That you're not meant to go into deep contemplation on a negative side of trying to understand why Hashem said to do one of the 613 mitzvot. What is the logical explanation behind this action? You're not meant to go to that place. The whole rest of the Torah is also called chukim. Chukotai v'torotai. It says in Bereshit, you have chukotai, my statutes, and you have my Torah. And Rashi says there, like eating pigs, like wearing shatnez, that the world says, there's no reason here. What does it matter if you wear linen and wool together? What does it matter if you eat a pig? What's the problem? Because really the reasons behind the mitzvot are so concealed and so hidden. And we're not even able to comprehend them with our human minds in any fashion. We just have to keep them and hold by all of the mitzvot with complete emunah. To believe in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant, Like all of Am Yisrael believes with simplicity. Shabbat is Shabbat. I don't need to know the whole entire reasoning behind Shabbat. I have to keep the mitzvot. And this is not in the sense of blind faith. No, it's with real faith. Real emuna that I know who Hashem is, I know who Moshe is, so if they tell me to do something, I'm going to do it. Without all of the intellectual side of it and the shtut, the foolishness of trying to understand and interrogate the people that, right, in the time of the Hasidut, there was a lot of people that were called Mevakrei HaTanakh, the critics of the Tanakh, that were trying to get into the logical applications of why this and why that and why that. They started to dissect the whole entire Torah, Nevi'im and Ketuvim, to learn it from an academic way, from a place of research, from a place of trying to understand Hashem, which we know is impossible. They wanted to understand how is it that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't even, Reb Natan says here, we can't even write about the words that they said, and even more so, we shouldn't even say them with our mouths. The words, their opinions are so foreign, they're so disgusting, they smell so bad, they're filled with excrement, with vomit, more than the toilet, more than the bathroom, Reb Natan says. These are his words, not mine. There is no worse smell in the whole entire world than a Jew or a person who's trying to dig deep and understand Hashem for logical reasons without the emunah. To completely understand it on a physical level without any application of emunah. And therefore, this mitzvah of Parah Adumah purifies a person from the impurity of death. Because this whole entire parasha is the aspect of what's said in Kohelet by Shlomo HaMelech, Amarti echkema ve'hi rechoka mimeni. I said I'll be wise. It's known that Shlomo HaMelech was the wisest person in the whole entire world. He said, let me see my wisdom. Let me try to understand Parah Adumah. And it's rechoka mimeni. It's so far away from me. Because how is this thing able to purify the impure, but it impurifies the pure? This is for sure not able for any human being to be understood. No one could use their human intellect and understand this idea. And it specifically purifies from the impurification of death, tumat met. That is really all the people that try to understand the Torah for academic reasons with their heresy. That's really called sitra damota, the side of death. That is a taste of death, to take away the emuna that's behind the Torah. Ki hem ikar zoamat anachash, that's the main blemish of the snake. And therefore, by way of the mitzvah of Parah Adumah, which is Chukat HaTorah, it's the general aspect of what's called the illogical understanding of the reasons of the Torah, right? Knowing that there is no way to explain to a human being why killing a female cow that is completely red, that never had anything put on its back and was never used, taking her ashes, burning the cow, taking the ashes, mixing it with water, sprinkling it on the third day and on the seventh day, that should purify me. And at the same time that it purifies me, it's making the kohen that's doing it to me, who is a pure person, impurified. How in the world does that make sense? It reveals to us that the whole entire Torah is an aspect of a chukah. Amarti echema vehiri chukah. I'll still get wiser, and it's still very far from me. Chukah chakakti. I made a statute. I engraved the statute, I established something, I made a decree, Hashem says, and you have no permission to have thoughts about it, to try to question why I did it that way. And by way of this, by way of not going into that place of trying to understand, you actually purify yourself from the side of death that is trying to understand everything with your limited consciousness. And by way of this, you nullify sitra damota, the side of the evil side, the side of death. And by way, how do you do this? By way of believing in Hashem, believing in His mitzvot, not going into this deep research of why is the logical reasons that Hashem picked to do it this way and not that way. And only just doing the mitzvot in a way of chukah alone, meaning I keep the Torah because Hashem said, I don't understand it, I don't get it really. I learn how to do the mitzvah, learning about mitzvot are very important, going deeper into understanding what I can know, but never to try to make these questions underneath the, trying to figure out the logic of Hashem Yitbarach. That's the piece that we picked from Likutei Halachot, Likutei Halachot, on the idea of making tshuva and coming back to Hashem, Nefilat Apayim. And I just wanted to add a very, very deep teaching that I learned from one of my teachers, Rav Yoel Tourgerman, here in Tzfat. that the idea of the paraduma, the idea that it impurifies a person that does it, but purifies the person that receives the water. To understand this in our own nefesh, and this is really mainly probably the main application that we can take in a place of healing, in a place of recovery, that there's certain things in our life that we think are dead, that we've lost potential there to make anything right. People go around and live life saying, I'm just that way, that's what I do, that's how I am. And they think that there's never ever going to be an opportunity for them to change that thing, whether they're young and they have the ability, or they get older and they have the wisdom but they lose the ability. They believe that this thing is just part of me, I'm not able to change, I'm not able to become better. The idea of the Parah Adumah, according to Rav Torjman, teaches us that it's specifically that thing that you think makes you impure, specifically that act that causes you distance and impurity, that thing, if you were to go there and give it attention and to work on it and to fix it, it would be the thing that would bring you to the highest, highest heights of purity and to take you out of the impurity of death. Meaning, some of us say, right, let's give an example. A person says, I'm an angry person. I get angry. I have a short fuse. That's how I am. What if just the fact that you have that belief that that thing will never be able to be fixed, that that's how you are, imagine if that place of what you call spiritual impurity, if you were to be able to go into that place and to give it attention and to sprinkle some holy waters onto that place, to sprinkle some Torah, to sprinkle some light onto that area. And then once you purify that area, you thought by dealing with it you would become impure. You thought by going into that place where you're an angry person, in our example, you'd become more angry and more impure. When you start to pay attention to it and you start to work on it, there actually becomes a transformation. You start to shine light on that place and then it ascends out of its place and we can bring a person to purity. And then once that part of death is removed from you and you've become purified, your whole entire life and your whole entire trajectory can change because you thought that it was able to fix it. You were able to bring life there. You were able to use the sod of the Parah Adumah, that the thing that you think makes you impure could become the thing that makes you the most pure possible. May we all be blessed and go into the Shabbat and download the lights during the reading of the Torah of this holy, holy parasha that teaches us that we don't understand anything behind Hashem's will of why He told us to do this mitzvah and this way and that finer details. We just need to go with full emunah that Hashem Yitzbarach is leading the world and it's all for the good and He has us in mind, and these mitzvot are only here to be tzavta, to be a connection point between us and the Creator of the world. Amen.
Amen.